بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد
صحبة and company play a very big part in molding a person. After the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, the highest status is Sahabiyya. To be a Sahabi is the highest status after Nubuwwat. And in order to become a Sahabi, what does one have to do? In order to become a Sahabi, a person has to present himself with Iman in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Sahabi is derived from Sohbah. And the translation of Sahabi is companion. Companion is derived from company. In order to become a Sahabi, you don't have to perform tahajjud. You do not have to learn so many number of ahadith. You do not have to be a hafiz of the Quran. Sahabi is he who sees the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he is able to see him, and if he is blind like Abdullah ibn Ummi Maktum radiyallahu ta'ala, then you go in the company. So when you see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are in his company. So who sits in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam becomes a Sahabi. And none from the Ummah, from amongst those people who are not Sahaba, can compete with a Sahabi. And what has he done? With what amal did he acquire this status? Only one amal. Company of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, as a result of this company, tahajjud will come in his life and everything will come in his life. So everything that you will see in a Sahabi is the result of the company of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First all the qualities and then sohbah. No, first sohbah, and as a result of sohbah all the qualities will come in a person's life. So from this it is not difficult to understand how much importance sohbah has, sohbah, company has in a mu'min's life. It is for this reason Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged us to always adopt good company and abstain from wrong company. Because good company will make us good and bad company will make us bad. There are so many people we see in our locality, in our communities, who were bad a few months ago and suddenly they become very good. Why? Because of good company. And there are others who are very good and suddenly they change for the worst. Why? Because of bad company. Sohbate saleh tura saleh kunad. Sohbate taleh tura taleh kunad. There is a couplet in the Persian language. Sohbate saleh tura saleh kunad. The company of the pious will make you pious. Sohbat-e-taleh tura taleh kunat. kunad. The Sohba and the company of the impious will make you impious. Shaykh Sadi rahimahullah ta'ala, he teaches so many lessons through poetry. And you find stories in those poems that he has written. So through stories in poetic form, he teaches so many lessons. So he says that one day, I went to the public bath. And I found a piece of soil lying there. And from that soil, fragrance was emanating. So I spoke to the soil. I asked the soil, are you made of musk or are you made of amber? So he says, the soil replied to me, I am neither made of musk nor amber. I am nothing but soil. So he says, I asked, why this fragrance? So he says that the soil replied to me by saying that I was fortunate to be in the company of a flower which had a lot of fragrance. I happened to be under a flower tree, and one of the branches of the flower with flowers was renewing. And I happened to be fortunate to have the company of those flowers. So the soil said that through the barakah of the company of the flowers, I am also smelling with good fragrance like the flower. After narrating the story, Shaykh Sadi rahmatullahi alayhi deduces the lesson. And he says, similarly, if we sit in the company of good people, their good habits will rub off onto us, inshallah. And we will also become good. So the first thing everybody needs to do is to make sure that they abstain completely from wrong company. There is a possibility that you find good company, and there is a possibility you are unable to find good company. You are working in an environment where there is no good company. You are living in a locality where there is no good company. So you may not be able to adopt good company, but one thing you can surely do, abstain from wrong company. So even before finding good company, the first thing we all need to do is to abstain from wrong company. That is the first thing we need to do. Even before looking for medicine, the first thing we need to do is to abstain from the poison that we have been consuming. If you find a very good doctor who prescribes very good medicine, and we start taking that medicine, but we continue taking the poison. So good company and bad company, no benefit. First thing you need to do is to abstain from wrong company, and with that adopt good company. And there are layers of good company also. Some good company is of a lower category, some good company is of a higher category. The good company of a higher category are those people who have embedded in their hearts the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Their hearts are enlightened with the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they are the people of Allah. They are Ahlullah, the people of Allah. Ahlullah, people of Allah. During the time of my late Haji Sahib rahimahullahu ta'ala. I went for Umrah, and Haji Sahib rahimahullahu ta'ala had also come for Umrah from Pakistan. And the very first day I didn't know whether Haji Sahib had come or not, and I was looking for him in the Haram Sharif. I could not find him in his place. So I met a friend of mine who is a Maulana and who resides in Haramain Sharif. And so I said, have you seen Haji Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi? So he is a friend, so he said to me, make tawbah. In Baytullah you are looking for Ghairullah? He said, repent. In Baytullah you are looking for Ghairullah? So I immediately replied, so the barakah of Haji Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, that in Baytullah I am not looking for Ghairullah, I am looking for Ahlullah. And when I finally met Haji Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, I narrated this incident to him. And he was much pleased that in Baytullah, so in the house of Allah, I am looking for the people of Allah. I am not looking for Ghairullah. Because it is through the people of Allah I will be able to reach Allah. So I want to reach Allah, so I am looking for people of Allah. People of Allah. So Qari Siddiq Bandwi rahimahullahu ta'ala, a very pious saint, Khalifa of Hazrat Maulana As'adullah Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, who was the Khalifa of Hakim al-Ummat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi. I was fortunate to have had spent approximately 4-5 days when he came to the UK just before he passed away, months before he passed away. And he showed much affection to me, alhamdulillah. So he used to say that if you want fish, you will go to the person with fish. You will not go to the person with vegetable. And if you want vegetable, you will go to the person with vegetable, not to the person with fish. So if you want Allah, go to the people who are with Allah, who have Allah in their hearts. Ahlullah. The people of Allah. Adopt the company of the people of Allah. Abstain from wrong company. Adopt good company, and good company has many layers as well. Try to look for good company, and from amongst the Ahlullah, the best company for a person is his own Shaykh. There is no better company for a person than the company of his Shaykh. Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullahi alayhi was an Imam of Tasawwuf, Imam of Suluk. He used to say that if I was to find myself in the company of my Shaykh Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahimahullahu ta'ala, and if someone was to inform me that Junaid Baghdadi rahimahullahu ta'ala has arrived, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullahu ta'ala arrived, then he said to walk away from the majlis of Haji Sahib and go to Shaykh Junaid Baghdadi or Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani is a far thing. I would not even move my gaze from the face of my Hazrat to look at Shaykh Junaid Baghdadi. Because for me, the connection with Allah is my Shaykh, not Shaykh Junaid Baghdadi, not Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahimahum Allah ta'ala. So stay away from bad company. Stay away from bad company. Bad company can be in the form of human. Bad company can be in the form of newspaper. Bad company can be in the form of a book. Bad company can be in the form of internet. So after 2 months you will say to me that from Ramadan until now I have not sat in anybody's company. I have remained alone. Alone doing what? Reading newspaper. In that newspaper, what type of articles were you reading? Which newspaper were you reading? You were reading magazines. What type of magazines? Books, novels. Which type of novel? Internet. Which sites were you visiting? These are all company. Sahaba. So very first thing we need to do is to abstain from bad sahaba, wrong sahaba. And with that we need to find good company. If we are able to find mashayikh in our locality, good mashayikh, then with the permission of our sheikh we should go and sit in their company and benefit from them. If there are no mashayikh in our locality, then go for the lower good sahaba, even lower good sahaba, but find good sahaba. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi used to say that people who live in villages, they complain and they say, there is no good sahaba in our village. No good sahaba, no mashayikh, no ulama. So I say to them that the muazzin who calls people for salat 5 times a day, is he not better than you? Go and sit in his company. Because for you he is good sahaba. So if you cannot find the highest level of good sahaba, highest layer of good sahaba, go for the lower layer. Abstain from wrong sahaba, adopt good sahaba. And if you find mashayikh, if you can find mashayikh, alhamdulillah, with the permission of your sheikh. Because your sheikh will be able to judge for you whether you will benefit from that sheikh or not. What is his method of instruction and teaching? What is the method of your sheikh's instruction and teaching? Sometimes the shaitan also plays with the salik. He diverts his attention towards somebody else from his own sheikh. So one has to be very careful. He needs to take guidance from his sheikh. And if his sheikh is sincere, which normally is, and if he sees that my student will benefit from him, he will say yes, benefit from him. He will only say no if he sees any danger. That my student is a beginner and he will get distracted. He will not be able to understand the difference between the two sheikh. This is my sheikh and this is my uncle. This is my spiritual father and this is my spiritual uncle. And there is a difference between uncle and father. He may not be able to differentiate. And he may assume uncle to be the father and the father to be the uncle. So the sheikh will say, no, not yet. When you grow up, I will let you go to your uncle. You stick with me at the moment. All the mashayikh are brothers. Your sheikh is your father, the rest of them are your uncles. And your sheikh's company is the best for you. So if you are able to pop in and sit in your sheikh's company even for a few moments, there is nothing better than that. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith, Al-mar'u ala deena khalilihi. A person is on the path of his friend. Al-mar'u ala, a person is on the path of his friend. So if I look very pious and if I look very good and you want to understand me whether I am good or bad, then you need to look at my friend circle. The older generation, when they wanted to give their daughter to somebody, they would not look at the person only. They would make inquiries, who are his friends? If the friends were no good, they would come to the conclusion that he can't be good. Al-mar'u ala deen khalilihi, a person is normally on the path of his friend. فَلْيَنْدُرْ مَنْ يُخَالِلْ. So be very, very careful with whom you associate. This is the advice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a good friend is like a perfume seller. A good friend is like a perfume seller. If you have a friend who sells perfume, then if he is generous, when you go to visit him, he will give you a bottle full of perfume as hadiyah. So see, you are benefiting from the good that he has. And if he is not so generous, he will take out a bottle and apply some perfume on you. So you have benefited. And if he is stingy, then when you go to visit him, you will not deprive yourself of the good smell that is in the environment. So you will always benefit. Either he will give you a bottle full of ether, or he will apply, or you will find the fragrance. This is the example of a good friend. That either he will give you, his company will give you a very big chunk of the good that he has, or some little hair will come in you, or at least fragrance will come in you. This fragrance will direct you towards the straight path, inshallah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the example of a bad friend is like a blacksmith. If you have a friend who is blacksmith, haddad, blacksmith, if you go to visit him, number one, either you will burn your clothes, if not, you will dirty your clothes, and if you are very, very careful, then the smoke will enter your nose. In this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is explaining to us that good company and bad company will definitely show its effect. To some extent, it will definitely show some effect. There are so many Muslims as well in the world who do not believe in this concept that having a sheikh, a pious person, and sitting in his company transforms another person. Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullahi Ali, the commentator of the well-known book of Hadith Mishkat Sharif, has refuted this claim of some people. And he writes under this hadith wherein a Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was leading the congregation in Salah. And whilst reciting the Quran, an error took place. And the Sahaba Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Ali Majmain had to help the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read the Quran. So he made a mistake in Salah. With any qira'ah or any posture, he made a mistake in Salah. After completing the Salah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what is wrong with people? That they come and perform Salat behind me, that they do not perform wuzu properly. What is wrong with people that they do not perform wuzu properly and they come and perform salat behind me and I am affected by them? And as a result, I make error in my salat. Now there are two situations here. The person whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was talking about is a munafiq. And he did not perform his wuzu properly. Or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is talking about a sahabi who had not performed wuzu properly. And if he did not perform wuzu properly, means he must have performed only fara'id only, and he left sunan and mustahabbat. If we take this second scenario, there are both possibilities, the commentators say. So if we take this second scenario, what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying is that despite my being Sayyidul Mursaleen, when I am in the company of a Sahabi who has not performed wudu with sunnah and mustahabbat, even his company has a negative effect on me, which compels me to make mistake in salat. Under this Mullah Qari Rahmatullah, he says that those people who say that there is no such thing as good company making somebody good and bad company making somebody bad, he said this is dalil against them. And it's an eye-opener for all of us. All of us who feel that I am very pious and bad company will not affect me. We go to town centers, marketplaces, bazaars, malls, without any necessity. That is one company, company. Wherever there is evil, there is, that is company. Good company, evil company. So let us make a firm resolution, that we will always adopt good company and we will abstain from. If we want tazkiyah, if we want to make our hearts pure, if we want to purify our souls, then there are certain necessary things that we will have to do. There are people who say, Mamulat I cannot carry out. Azkar, zikr, tilawat, no, difficult for me. Regular majlis I can't do. So I say to them, there are sick person says to the doctor, medicine I can't take. I'm not ready for injection. Don't talk about operation and I'll never go to the hospital. And the doctor will say, then go to the graveyard. Go to the graveyard. So similarly, if a person says that I want to purify my soul, but no mamulat, no tilawat, no majlis, no mujahada, then the sheikh will not say, but this is what he should say, go to the fire of Jahannam. Because that is the path you want to tread. If you say, I can't do anything, then what are you trying to say? Practically, what are you trying to say? You have to begin somewhere, somewhere. You have to do something. 100 times, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, daily. 100 times, third kalima, daily, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. 100 times, istighfar daily, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. 300 times, durood-e paak daily, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Which Muslim can say in the whole world that I do not have time to do this tasbih? If the Prime Minister of our country was Muslim, even him with his busy schedule would be able to fit in this tasbihat. So simple. So simple. And no condition. You have to make wuzu, raise the qibla, it has to be after salat, it has to be after fajr, it has to be at tahajjud time, it has to be together, no conditions attached. Normally, I prescribe 5 tasbihat. Third kalima, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Istighfar, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. And salat ala nabi sallallahu 300 times. In 24 hours, maghrib to maghrib, 50 now, 10 after, 20 later. Why is it difficult? Why is it difficult? Sitting, standing, walking, lying down, whilst talking with friends, why is it difficult? Why? For wilayah, for friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cannot do this. For wilayah, for friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cannot do this. We are not prepared to leave bad company for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For our girlfriends, we are prepared to leave our parents. We are prepared to leave our whole family. We are prepared to leave our honor and dignity. And in many cases, we are prepared to leave our deen as well. For the love of a filthy girl who has no standing in the community. But But for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are not prepared to leave anything or anybody. How can we claim that I am in quest of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Whilst we are in itikaf, let us turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and let us make dua to Allah that, oh Allah, give me the real talab and the real desire for your love. وَاللَّهِ مَا تَلَعَتْ شَمْسٌ وَلَا غَرُوبَتْ إِلَّا وَأَنْتَ فِي قَلْبِي وَوَسْوَاسِي وَاللَّهِ مَا تَلَعَتْ شَمْسٌ وَلَا غَرُوبَتْ إِلَّا وَأَنْتَ فِي قَلْبِي وَوَسْوَاسِي. During every moment of my life, you are not only in my heart, but you are in my waswasa also, O Allah. This is the lover of Allah saying, you are not only in my heart, but you are in my waswasa also. Waswasa, you are always there. وَلَا جَلَسْتُ إِلَىٰ قَوْمٍ أُحَدِّثُهُمْ إِلَّا وَأَنْتَ حَدِيثِي بَيْنَ جُلَّاسِي. Whenever I sit with my friends, whenever I sit with my friends, the only topic of discussion on my lips is you, O Allah. I talk about you only. وَلَا هَمَمْتُ بِشُرُبِ الْمَاءِ مِنْ ذَمَئٍ إِلَّا رَأَيْتُ خِيَالًا مِنْكَ فِي الْكَأْسِ. Whenever I became thirsty and I picked up a glass of water to drink, in the water I can see nothing but you, O Allah. تِرَا آئِنَا عَلَمِ رَنْغُ بُو هَي. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi says, تِرَا آئِنَا عَلَمِ رَنْغُ بُو هَي جِدَرْ دَيْخْتَا هُوْ اُدْھَرْ تُو هِي تُو هَي. Wherever I see, whatever I see, I can see nothing but you, O Allah. Another lover says that you are hiding from me, I want to see you. O Allah, you are hiding from me, I want to see you. And then he says, how can you hide from me? ذِكْرُكَ فِي فَمِي ذِكْرُكَ فِي فَمِي. You are on my lips and on my tongue. وَخِيَالُكَ فِي عَيْنِي. You are in front of my eyes and you are in my thoughts. وَمَثْوَاكَ فِي قَلْبِي. And your abode is my heart. So أَيْنَ تَغِيبُ. Where will you hide from me? You cannot hide from me. You are in my thoughts, you are in my tongue, you are in my heart. Rabia Bisriya Rahmatullahi Alayha, one day she came out of her home in hijab niqab. In one hand she had fire, in the other hand she had water. Utensil full of fire, utensil full of water. And she started walking in the streets of Basra. So people said, what are you doing, Rabia? So she said that all the worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, either they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to acquire Jannah, or they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save themselves from Jahannam. Nobody is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the love of Allah. So I will burn Jannah with this fire, and I will quench the fire of, I will extinguish the fire of Jahannam with this water. So neither Jannah will remain nor Jahannam. Thereafter the worshippers will have to worship Allah only because of love of Allah. These are the ushaq. Ushaq, the true lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to start somewhere. Stay away from bad company, adopt good company. Majority of us have shuyukh, we are associated, affiliated to mashayikh. Strengthen your relationship with your shuyukh. Follow the instructions. Progress in your zikr. Make it a goal. Make it a goal. Ask Allah that, oh Allah, change my heart. Dil badal de, change my heart. Say to Allah, dil badal, oh Allah, change my heart. In this heart, there is Layla. Oh Allah, remove Layla from my heart and substitute Layla with Mawla. Remove the love of Layla and instill in my heart the love of Mawla. تیرا ہو جاؤں اتنی آرزو ہے، تیرا ہو جاؤں اتنی آرزو ہے. مائی اونلی وش از دیٹ آئی بیکم یور. تیرا ہو جاؤں اتنی آرزو ہے، بس اتنی ہے تمنا دل بدل دے. حضرت امداد اللہ مہاجر مکی رحمہ اللہ تعالی سے، کوئی تجھ سے کچھ، کوئی کچھ مانگتا ہے، کوئی تجھ سے کچھ، کوئی کچھ مانگتا ہے. Somebody is asking for something from you, another is asking for something else from you. کوئی تجھ سے کچھ، کوئی کچھ مانگتا ہے. And what am I asking from you? الہی میں تجھ سے طلبگار تیرا. I want you from you. I want you from you. Allah, I want you. And if Allah becomes ours, if we become successful in this quest, if we make a firm resolution, then adopt the right path, and if we become successful, and if Allah becomes ours, then everything is ours. All the problems of this world, individual problems and collective problems of the whole ummah, will be solved of this world and the hereafter. اگر ایک تو نہیں میرا تو کوئی شے نہیں میری. If you are not mine, O Allah, then nothing is mine. Despite having everything, nothing is mine. تو ایک میرا تو سب میرا، فلک میرا زمین میری. If you one is mine, then everything is mine. The earth is mine and the heaven is mine. تم نہیں حاصل تو کچھ حاصل نہیں، تم ہوئے حاصل تو سب حاصل ہوئے. If I have not acquired you, I have not acquired anything despite owning everything. And if I have acquired you, despite being a pauper, a poor person, without anything, I have everything. If I have you, I have everything. So go from here, from this gathering today, with this message. Hardam Allah, Allah kar. Hardam اللہ اللہ کر. نور سے اپنا سینہ بھر. ہر دم اللہ اللہ کر. نور سے اپنا سینہ بھر. جیے تو اس کا ہو کر جی، مرے تو اس کا ہو کر مر. ہر دم with every breath say اللہ اللہ. With the tongue, if not with the tongue, then with the heart. Enlighten the heart with the dhikr of Allah in such a way that even when you are talking about something else, the heart is in the remembrance of Allah. Hardam Allah Allah kar. And when you will say Allah Allah with the tongue or with the heart continuously, then your heart will glow. Noor se apna seena bhar. And when your heart is glowing with the remembrance of Allah, you will not be able to commit sin. Jiye to uska ho kar ji. You will be able to live life according to his wishes. And if you live your life according to his wishes, mare to uska ho kar mar, you will be able to die according to his wishes. In fact, you will be able to die according to your wishes. You will be able to die according to your wishes. I will narrate one incident and we will conclude this meeting today. Baba Fariduddin Attar Rahimahullah Ta'ala, a very great saint, very pious personality. He had a small shop. And in that shop he used to sell herbs. So in those days people would go to the herbalist. The herbalist would prescribe something. And then this person will go with the prescription to the one selling the herbs. He will buy the herbs from there and then he will go back to the herbalist and he will put all these herbs together and make the medicine for you. So these herbs, so many small bottles of herbs. A person came in the shop and he started gazing at all these bottles. So Fariduddin Attar Rahimahullah Ta'ala said, "What are you gazing at?" from his outer appearance, he looked a poor person, so he understood that he is a time waster. So he said, "What are you looking at?" She said, "I'm looking at all these bottles and I'm thinking to myself that how difficult it will be for the angel of death to extract your roof from all these bottles." Because each bottle is money for him. So the heart is in all these bottles. So he was trying to say that you have so much lust for wealth and all these bottles, it will be so difficult for Malakul Maut to extract your roof from so many bottles. So he said, "I'm just thinking how difficult it will be for Malakul Maut to extract your roof from all these bottles. I wonder how he will extract your roof." So he became angry and he said that, "Leave my shop. He will extract my roof just like he will extract you." So he said, "Shall I show you how he will extract my roof?" So he said, "How?" So he had a shawl on his shoulders, so he took off his shawl and he lied down in the shop and he covered himself head to foot with this shawl and he said, "This is how Malakul Maut will extract my roof. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah." He was showing him that this is how Malakul Maut will extract my roof. I will be lying down, head to toe covered in sheet, and I will say, "La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah," and Malakul Maut will extract my roof. So Fariduddin Attar rahimahullah ta'ala said, "Okay, I have seen how Malakul Maut will extract your roof. Now don't waste my time, leave from here." But he is not getting up. He said, "Don't waste my time, please leave this shop." But he doesn't get up. So Fariduddin Attar rahimahullah ta'ala goes near this person and he kicks him, that "Leave this shop." But he doesn't get up. So he bows down to see whether he is alive or he is dead. When he sees, he has already gone in the court of Allah. If we work hard and purify our souls, we will be able to die the way Allah wants us to die. No, we will be able to die the way we want to die. The way we want to die. Ibn Farid rahimahullah ta'ala, Naqshbandi Shaykh, when he was in his final moments, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened all the veils between him and Jannah. And he saw that all the 8 doors of Jannah were open for him. But so much love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he turned his face away. He turned his face away and he recited a couplet. He said, "Law kana manzilati fil hubb indakum ma qad ra'aytu. Law kana manzilati fil hubb indakum ma qad ra'aytu. Faqad dayyatu ayyami. Throughout my life I was under the impression that you have love for me, I have love for you, and I have a special status in your eyes. And now when I am coming to meet you, instead of showing me yourself, you are showing me Jannah. If this is my status in your eyes, then I have wasted my life. Jannah you are showing me. If this is my status in your life, in your eyes, I have wasted my life." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala closed the veil. Allah closed the veil. No more Jannah. And thereafter it is hoped that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called him towards himself. Hazrat Shah Yaqub Sahib Mujaddidi Bhopali rahmatullahi alayh, one day he had a chest pain. A very great saint of our time. In Bhopal he used to live. Just recently he passed away, 30, 40 years ago. So he had pain in his chest. So the doctor came and doctor checked him. And after confirming that it's not a heart attack, he said, "Hazrat, there is nothing to worry about. If somebody experiences chest pain, and the doctor says there is nothing to worry about, that means it's not heart attack and you are not going to die. So he said, Hazrat, there is nothing to worry about. So Hazrat understood the message. So he said, Doctor Sahib, is death something to fear? There is nothing to fear. Is death something to fear? Al-mawtu jasrun. Death is a pool. Yusilul habib ilal habib. Death is a pool which makes the ashik meet his beloved. Death is nothing to fear. And then he said, fikr ki cheez to Allah ki nafarmani hai. The thing to fear and the thing to be concerned about and the thing to worry about is the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include all of us among the lovers, true lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, despite being so close to Allah, would make this dua. Allahumma ja'al hubbaka ahabbal ashiya'i ilayya. Oh Allah, make your love the most beloved thing to me from everything. And he would say, Allahumma ja'al hubbaka ahabba ilayya min nafsi. Oh Allah, make your love more beloved to me than my own self. Wa min ahli, than my family. Wa min al ma'il barid, even more than cold water. Cold water in the hot country, only people will realize the value of hot, cold water in hot. Even more than that, I want your love. So let us associate ourselves to our shuyukh, our mashayikh. If we do not have a share, then when we find a compatible share, let us connect ourselves to that compatible share and follow his instruction. And tomorrow never comes. And you know what is the meaning of tomorrow never comes? Monday is tomorrow. When Monday comes, it is today, it's not tomorrow. So Tuesday becomes tomorrow. Then when you enter Tuesday, Wednesday becomes tomorrow. Tomorrow never comes. Tomorrow is a dummy. When you don't want to give anything to the child, you put dummy in his mouth. Mm-hmm. And what does the dummy contain? Nothing. Nothing to drink, nothing to eat. So when a person becomes very, very active and he says, I want to do something for Allah, then Shaitan very quietly puts the dummy tomorrow. So no tomorrow and no today. Now. Now I have repented. I have repented and from now I will make sure that I do not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I strive towards acquiring his love. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه.